This is my favorite series because I get to rest. But more than that, we get to learn. Ito yung panahon na magbubukas sa mga eskwelahan at gusto natin na ma-encourage yung ating mga estudyante sa kanilang pag-aaral. But this is not just for the students, hindi lamang po ito para sa mga estudyante, para po ito sa lahat sapagkat lahat tayo ay patuloy ang ating pag-aaral. Now, let just cite two important things before I call our speaker today. Unang-una, ito ay mga testimonial, the people who will be asked to speak to you in these 5 Sundays of this series are not teaching officially. They are giving a testimony of what they have been going through as students, as experts in their fields. At kaya ako pa rin ang nagtuturo at sila ay ginagamit ko bilang mga resource persons. And then, at second point I want to stress ay tayo bilang iglesia ay nagbigay diin sa katotohanan na yung mga bagay na may kinalaman sa ginagawa natin sa mundo, pag-aaral man, hanap buhay, kabuhayan, lahat yan ay mga bagay na ginagawa natin para sa ating Diyos. Isa ito sa mga ipinanumbalik ng reformasyon. Reformation is not just about justification by faith and all these other important doctrines that we hold dear. The Reformation also recovered the subject or the principle of vocation na yung ginagawa natin sa mundo ay ginagawa natin para sa ating Diyos, kaya't napakahalaga na seryosohin natin. Kaya sa buwan na ito, 5 larangan, 5 fields ang ating titingnan sa mga may kadalugosaan sa mga bagay na ito, and they will tell us how to study. Ito yung pinakapunto ng serye na ito. How are we to study? How are we to be motivated in our study? But they will do so in the field that they have espoused as their field of expertise. At ngayong umaga, we are blessed to have with us no less than the Chancellor of the University of the Philippines of Los Baños to tell us how to study in the field of climate science, Dr. Rex Victor Cruz. Chancellor.
Maraming salamat, Pastor. So my topic for this morning is about climate change, and this is in relation to the series on how to study. Now this is for supposedly for our students, but may mga general principles that I included in my presentation that I know will be for everybody's consumption. So simulan ko na yung title ng aking palabas ay A Christian Who Happened to be a Climate Change Student. Palagay ko ito ang storya nating lahat. No? Tayo ay unang-una muna mga Kristiyano o mga mananampalataya na nangyari na tayo ay nasa iba't ibang larangan, no, ng siyensya, ng kabuhayan, no, iba't ibang gawain sa mundong ito, subalit iisa, no? First and foremost, tayo ay mananampalataya o Kristiyano, no? Ang trabaho ko, no, bilang isang climate change student, bakit student yan, kasi ay it laging mahirap tanggapin ang aking puso, no, na ako isang espesyalista. Sapagkat kung titingnan ko ang aking sarili, ako ay patuloy na nag-aaral, no? Nag-aaral. Subalit okay lang natawagin akong specialist o expert ng mga colleagues, no? But as I look at myself, I am forever and I will forever be a student, no? But ano bang trabaho, ano bang ginagawa ko? In general, ito 'yon, no? Increase and promote understanding on why climate happens, or like why climate change happens, who are vulnerable to climate change, how climate change affects people's health, work, and environment, and what can be done to reduce bad effects of climate change. So, as a whole, sa larangan ng climate change, o pagbabago ng ating panahon, ito yung aking tinututukan sa mga gawain ko. Bakit ba nagbabago ang panahon? Sino ang mga madaling tamaan ng pagbabagong ito ng ating panahon o ng climate change? And then, paano ba naapektuhan ng tao ang kanyang kapaligiran, ang kanyang kabuhayan, ang kanyang kalusugan ng pagbabago ng climate? At ano bang pwedeng gawin para maibsan ang mga masasamang epektong ito ng climate change? So in essence, kung titingnan ninyo ang trabaho ko sa larangan ito ay dito umiinog sa apat na theme na ito, apat na paksa na ito na may kinalaman sa climate change. So bigyan ko kayo ngayon, mabilis lang ito, no? Mabilisan ito ng kumbaga sample, no, ng mga topics and issues related to climate change na naaayon dito sa apat na themes na ito. No? Alam niyo, ang mundo ay patuloy na nagbabago, no? At hindi ito titigil, no? The earth continues to change, at ang pagbabago ng mundo natin ay dahil sa mga bagay na pwede nating makontrol, at ito ay dala din ng mga factors na hindi natin makokontrol kailanpaman. Kahit na ang siyensya pa man ay umulad ng umulad, no, hindi darating dun sa punto na ang pagbabago ng mundo ay tunay na maipapaliwanag at tunay na makokontrol natin, no. Ito ay likas na limitasyon ng mga tao, no, sapagkat hindi tayo kapantay ng Diyos na siyang lumiksa sa ating mundo na may kakayahan na kontrolin ang lahat ng bagay sa nangyayari dito sa ating mundo. So ito ay patuloy na mangyayari, magbabagong mundo dahil sa mga controllable and uncontrollable factors. So kasama na yan sa climate change. Pag nagbagong panahon, may mga dahilan kung bakit ito nagbabago at kaya nating kontrolin. Halimbawa, ang climate change ay nangyayari dahil sobra ang ibinubuga nating carbon dioxide sa atmosphere. Saan ba galing ang carbon dioxide? Sa pagsunog ng mga gasolina, pagsunog ng mga iba't ibang klase ng panggatong, nanggagaling din ito sa mga pabrika, mga sasakyan, nanggagaling ito sa mga basurahan, nanggagaling ito sa agricultural fields, lalo na sa mga irrigated lands, no? At nangyayari din ito, nanggagaling din ito sa kasiraan ng ating kagubatan. So, maraming pinanggagalingan ito, marami dito pwede nating kontrolin. Okay? Subalit, may mga factors na may kinalaman din sa pagbabago ng panahon, kagaya ng pag-ikot ng mundo, no, na hindi natin makokontrol. Okay? Ang pabago-bagong posisyon ng ating mundo, no, with respect to the sun, yan ay nakakaapekto sa pagtaas o pagbaba ng temperatura. Hindi natin kayang kontrolin yan. Walang makakakontrol yan. Okay? Ito na yung mga pinag-aaralan din ito kasi sa mga diskusyon kung anong gagawin natin sa climate change, kinakailangan malaman natin sino ba ang may mga malalaking kinalaman dito sa problema na to. Dito makita nyo ang mga pangunahing bansa na siyang nagbubuga ng carbon dioxide sa atmosphere. Pinangungunahan niya ng USA, pangalawa na ang China ngayon, Indonesia, Brazil, Russia, India. So makikita nyo dito, no, na ang USA at saka China, mostly dahil sa pagsunog nila ng mga panggatong, no, mga oil products. Ngayon, ang Indonesia at Brazil, dahil malaki ang kanilang mga forest, ang contribution nila ay sa pamamagitan ng pagkasira ng kagubatan. Okay? Kasi ang gubat natin, mga puno, dito napakaraming nai-store na carbon, no, through the process of photosynthesis. So pag ang puno ay iyong pinutol at ito'y nabulok, yung carbon na nasa mga kahoy na imbak sa kanyang mga cells, ito ay mag-escape to the atmosphere. So yan ang dahilan kung bakit ang kasiraan ng bundok ay nagko-contribute sa climate change. Okay. Mga ebidensya ng pagbabago ng panahon, yan ay mahalaga din sa aming pag-aaral, no? Sapagkat dito nakasalalay ang pagkumbinsi sa mga tao na tunay nga na nagbabago ang klima. So mahalagang pag-usapan ng ebidensya ng pagbabago. Ang pagtaas ng temperature, pagbabago ng ulan, ito ay kasama sa mga pinag-aaralan sa climate change. Makikita natin dito, ito isa sa mga na-obserbahan na natin pagbabago, ang mga mainit na gabi ay dumadalas at ang mga malalamig na gabi ay nagiging bihira. So warm nights are increasing, cold nights are decreasing. So in other words, umiinit talagang panahon, no? At ito ay nararamdaman na sa buong sa buong mundo. Isa ito sa mga salient na nagbabago sa ating panahon. Okay, ito ay ang mga data, no, tungkol sa pagtaas din ng ano, tungkol din sa pagtaas ng well, ito yung mga pagbabago pala na naobserbahan natin dahil nagbabago ang temperature or nagbabago ang ulan at saka init, no? Ang flood, ang storm, of course ang earthquake ay walang kinalaman ng panahon diyan, no? At itong heat wave, cold wave, forest fire, lahat 'yan ay apektado ng pagbabago ng panahon. Okay? At ito din ang isang dahilan kung bakit may sinabi ko kanila uncontrolled, no? May mga uncontrollable factors na nagdi-determine ng pagbabago ng ating earth. Kasama na diyan ang earthquake, kasama na diyan ang pagsabog ng mga volcano, no? So hindi natin 'yan kayang kontrolin, no? At wala akong maisip kung paano makokontrol ang pagsabog ng volcano. No? Wala pang nakakaisip niyan. Okay, so nakikita natin dito ang patuloy na pagtaas ng mga disasters na ito. Flood, storms, earthquakes, heat wave, cold wave, lahat yan pataas ang trend. No? Katunayan na ang ating mundo ay umiinit at nagbabago nga sa maraming. Alam niyo ba kung ano yan? Ito ay yung simula nang na-record ang Typhoon Pat sa Pilipinas, yan ang lahat ng bagyo na dumaan sa Philippine Area of Responsibility. Nakikita niyo pa ba ang Pilipinas? Hindi na. So ibig sabihin, lahat halos ng parte ng Pilipinas ay nadaanan na ng bagyo, no? At least once. Kaya hindi na natin makita yung Pilipinas, natatlo ba na, no? So, but yan ay patuloy na tatama sa atin. Ang projection, lalong iigting ang intensity o yung lakas ng mga bagyo. At yan naman ang ating nararanasan ngayon. At yung ibang bagyo ay makikita natin na magbabago ng dinadaanan. Naliligaw o maliligaw ang mga bagyo, no? Kung merong ganun sa bagyo. Diba yung huling-huli na tumama sa Mindanao? Wala silang karanasan, wala silang memorya na nadaanan sila ng bagyo, no, sa kanilang tanang buhay. Subalit dinaanan sila yung Compostela Valley. Ubos ang Compostela Valley, no, bahay, mga puno, lahat 'yan. No, kasi yung kanilang mga itinanim ay mga mahihina sa hangin. Akala nila kasi, yun naman ang kanilang experience, wala naman dumadaan doon, subalit tinamaan sila ng bagyo. Kasama 'yan sa pagbabago ng panahon, yung shifting of cyclone path, no? Increasing intensity as well. Alright, and ito yung mga salient impacts, no, na na-project na ng IPCC, no, noong 2007. Kasama ako dito sa report na ito, dito ang contribution namin. Galing ito doon sa makapal na libro na ginawa namin noong 2007. Of course, apat na taon na ginawa yon, 2004 to 2007. So, ito yung mga pangkaraniwan, no, na mga mangyayari dahil nagbabagong panahon. Uunti ang tubig, hahaba ang tagtuyo, marami ang maapektuhan ng kakulangan ng tubig, 30% of species, all species, plants and animals will be at increased risk of extinction. Increased coral bleaching, widespread coral mortality, increased species range shifts, ibig sabihin, nagbabagong panahon, nagbabagong init at lamig, therefore magbabago din ang tirahan ng mga hayop, no? Lilipat din sila, no? Okay, lilipat din sila kung may malilipatan. Pag walang malilipatan, extinction, di ba? So yun ang mangyayari. Decrease in cereal production, increased damage from floods, storms. Millions of people could experience coastal flooding each year. Increased mortality and morbidity from floods, droughts, heat waves, and change in distribution of some disease vectors. So, yung ibang mga vectors natin like mosquitoes, no, magbabago ang pinupuntahan nila. Kaya nga minsan, nagkaroon ng malaria case sa San Mateo. No? Kailan lang ito? Mga tatlo, apat na taon ang nakalipas. No? Subalit wala nang malaria doon. Bakit nagkaroon ng malaria bigla doon? No? So, yung mga ganitong kaso ay magpapatuloy. At ito yung mga temperature change that could trigger itong mga changes na ito. So makikita natin dito, no? Maski na nga yung walang change sa temperature, eh, magkakaroon ng species, no? Species range shift. And what more kung magkakaroon tayo ng temperature change. Merong mga maliliit lang na pagbabago, like less than 1.5 or 1 degree centigrade, makikita na natin ang epekto sa mga hayop at halaman at para sa mga corals din. No? So, ganito ang inaasahan na pagbabagong mangyayari sa iba't ibang lugar. So, sino yung mga tatamaan? Ano ba yung mga vulnerable people and places? Okay, kung titingnan natin, ang pagbabago ng panahon ay parang sakit yan natatama, no, sa mga tao. Ang unang tatamaan ng sakit ay yung mga mahihina ang katawan. No? Ang pagbabago din ng panahon, ganyan ang mangyayari. Ang unang tatamaan yung mga mahihina. No? At kung titingnan natin dito, yung lupa, cropland, grazing land, fishing grounds, itong mga ito may pwede natin may turing na mahihina na. May mga sakit na yan. Eh, no? Why? Kung titingnan natin ang ecological footprint niyan, ibig sabihin ng ecological footprint, ito yung rate of use of natural resources with respect to its ability to regenerate itself. No? Ibig sabihin, ito yung, sa Tagalog, ito yung bilis ng paggamit ng mga resources, no, kukumpara doon sa abilidad nilang mapanimbalik ang kanilang kakayahan na magpatuloy sila. No? Okay. So makita natin dito ang lupa ay ginagamit natin at a rate of 0.22 hectares per head, per individual. Pero ang kanyang capacity lang talaga ay 0.02. No? Dapat ginagamit lang natin 0.02 hectare per person ang ating land resource so that the land ay magpapatuloy na mag-produce at magbigay sa atin ng mga crops at ng iba pang bunga ng lupa. Subalit kita nyo yan, ang rate natin is much beyond already than the capacity. Ganun din sa cropland. Oh, cropland di pa masyado eh, no? 0.24 versus 0.21. Ang grazing land, ganun din. Ang fishing ground, ito medyo malaki na rin. 0.29 per hectare ng ginagamit natin per individual, dapat 0.1 lang. Now, what this is saying is that these resources, which are major resources, no? Major resources for production, will be at risk of being affected by climate change. Tatamaan yan. No? Tatamaan yan. Pag nagbago ang panahon, magbabago ang productivity. No? Pag lumakas ang ulan, pwedeng gumuho ang lupa, pwedeng mabaha, etc. So mas tatamaan itong mga area na ito na ngayon ay ginagamit natin ng at a high rate. No? Ito yung population growth natin. Ang mga tatamaan diyan ay sige, tingnan natin kung paano magbago ang ating population. In other words, through the years, dadami ang tao. Yung mga lugar na mararami ng mararaming tao, yan ang mga vulnerable sa impacts ng climate change. Kaya nga maraming namamatay doon sa Marikina, sa Numbinaha, sa Maynila, no, dahil maraming tao. Could you imagine kung walang taong nakatira sa Marikina Valley? Walang disaster, di ba? No? But because they are there, they are vulnerable. Tatamaan sila ng climate change. Okay, next please. Okay. So parami ng parami pa yan. Magiging 150 billion na tayo in 50 years, in 2050. 150 billion. Imagine how many Filipinos there will be. No? Okay. Dito makita nyo yung mga pula. Ito yung mga areas dito sa Pilipinas na mataas ang rate ng poverty. No? Poverty incidence yan. In other words, makita nyo yung pula, no? 0.55 or 55% to 67% of the population are poor, considered poor. Itong mga areas na to, they will be vulnerable to climate change. Kasi sila mahihirap, walang kakayahan na lumikas, walang kakayahan na magbago ng na maghumanap ng kanilang alternative sources of livelihood or income or whatever, no? Sila yung tatamaan, mga mahihirap na lugar. Okay, next please. Marami sa mga kababayan natin ay nakatira sa mga vulnerable parts of the landscape. Kita nyo ba yan? No? The reason why Marikina Valley ay tinamaan ng baha Eh kasi nasa ganito silang posisyon ng landscape. Na? Merong ilog sa gitna at ang mga bahay nila ay itinayo nila sa tinatawag na floodplain. Ibig sabihin, yung floodplain, yan yung natural na pupuntahan ng tubig kapag ka umapaw ang ilog. Marikina Valley is a floodplain all the way to Cainta, no? All the way to Pasig. Floodplain yan ng Marikina River. So, kapag ka umapaw ang tubig dyan, yan ang mangyayari. And a lot of our good mga residential areas, no? Affluent residential areas, and of course kasama na yung mga informal settlers are located along the rivers because it's a nice place, maganda ang view, in other words. Okay, areas within 10 meters of present sea level exposed to sea level rise. Sa Pilipinas, 15 to 20% of our population are living in coastal areas na kapag nagkaroon ng sea level rise of at least 1 meter, sila ang tatamaan ng baha galing sa dagat. Okay, lulubog. Explain. Ito yung mga probinsya, no, na merong coastal area na tatamaan ng sea level rise. Of course, sige pa Brad. And then yung mga unique plants and animals natin, mga rare, endangered, and threatened species, sila yung tatamaan. No? Bakit ba rare, endangered, and threatened? Kasi kulang ang number nila, maliit lang population nila, very specific sila in terms of habitat requirements, no? Konti ang source of food nila, etc., etc. So, sila ang tatamaan ng climate change. Rain-fed and irrigated farms, tatamaan, fresh water, etc. Paki-next na brand. Agriculture will be vulnerable. No? Like, kasi tubig diyan eh. Tubig dependent. No? Tubig dependent. So pag binaha, pag nagtuyo, pag nag-drought, tatamaan ang agriculture. Next. So, how do we respond to climate change? Ito ang isang malaga sa mga ginagawa namin ngayon. Ang tulungan ang bawat komunidad, mga local government units, to have the capacity to respond appropriately to climate change. Paano ba tayo nagre-respond sa climate change? Dalawang responses ang pwede natin in general. One is to mitigate. Bawasan natin ang mga sources ng greenhouse gases or ng carbon dioxide para ma-slow down natin ang climate change. Pangalawa, ibsa natin ang masamang epekto ng climate change. Yan ang tinatawag na adaptation. So dalawa yan, mitigation and adaptation. Now, next. Ang mitigation and adaptation, meron pa bang isang click yan? Yan. Ang mitigation and adaptation, ito yan, no? Will require, for them to be effective, will require lifestyle change, technology change, policy change, value and inner change. I will go back to that. Yung iba ang sinasabi kapag ka okay ang technology mo, okay ang, you know, you have all the money that you need, you will not be vulnerable. But take a look at what happens in New Jersey, sa New York, and much earlier sa New Orleans. These are affluent cities, pero tinamaan sila ng climate change. They have all the money and resources to prepare, pero bakit sila tinamaan? No? Okay? And that will be a question of value, that will be a question of priorities ng mga tao, and that will play a lot into how they will successfully adapt or reduce the impacts of climate change. Next. Okay, so that's a peek into what I do. Now some principles. So hindi masyadong maganda ang ano niyan, transition yan. But let me change and shift, no? Let me change and shift now to some of the principles that I thought, you know, was very helpful in guiding my journey, you know, in science. And I think I'm blessed, you know? I'm blessed that I was a Christian first before I became a scientist, you know? And that benefited me a lot in terms of the directions and the way I have pursued science. Increase in and promotion of understanding of climate change is basically discovering how certain parts of creation works that none or few, partially or wholly knew before I do. So ito yung ano, ito yung journey ko sa science eh, no? It's actually discovering what God has created. And of course, there is the recognition that only God, being the powerful author of all creation, fully understand how it works. While we try our best to understand how particular, you know, how particularly climate change in a particular area and how people, places are affected by climate change, you know, we recognize, or I recognize, you know, that I cannot fully comprehend the entire phenomenon as it is, that I can recommend to the people, you know, exactly what they need so that they can escape or avoid the impacts of climate change. Walang ganong assumption sa trabaho namin, and we do not dare to assume that, no, because that will give a wrong or false assurance to the people, you know, whom we want to assist, to help. Science will never discover anything that is not within the knowledge of God. I think na ilang nabanggit na ni Pastor, no? Lahat naman ang dinidiscovery ng science has been there already. And, you know, God has full knowledge of all these discoveries. No? Bago lang yan sa ating mga tao, pero sa Diyos hindi bago ang dinidiscovery ng science. Amazing science discoveries are evidences of God's magnificent creative power and not of man. No? So this gives me the perspective that whatever comes out of what I do, you know, if it's research, if it's experiment, you know, this is really something that I cannot take the full credit of, because it is the fruit of my expertise. But recognizing that yung output na yan is actually more of the evidences of the creative power of God. And science must therefore be pursued and its results dispensed with in ways that will not violate but instead glorify God, the creator of all beings, no? So merong of course in the pursuit of science may boundary yan, no? Ibig sabihin, ang boundary niyan is for us, sa mga mananampalataya, no, sa mga believers, is what is right, no, what is right with God. No? Ano ba yung mga bagay na dapat ay ipaisalalim natin sa authority and sovereignty of God? No? Ano ba yung dapat na iwanan lang natin sa pananampalataya at mga bagay na kaya natin gawin or ipaliwanag? Okay. So, pursuit of science as a vocation should therefore be characterized by excellence, healthy balance with other essential pursuits and responsibilities, pursuit of others, interest over self, use science as a means of meeting needs of others, and honesty and discipline. These are important considerations, you know, in the pursuit of science. For dapat para sa lahat, no, but more importantly for believers, no, they must adhere. You know, they must adhere to this, being, you know, pursuit of science being excellent in every way. You know, in other words, the rigors, the adherence to scientific methods, you know, the ethics, you know, of that goes with research, and mahalaga yung healthy balance with other responsibilities. Kasi I think yung pursuit of science can be very consuming, you know, and therefore you can be misled that science is the end of everything that you aspire for in life, you know, if you become a scientist. So hindi dapat ganun, and kahit na anong trabaho dapat hindi siya maging dominating, you know, over you, that you forget your other responsibilities, because they're especially, you know, your responsibility to God, no? So it must be in pursuit of others' interest, in service to other people, no? Service to God and service to people. And of course, yung honesty and discipline should be there, no? Science is always, kaya nga tinawag different disciplines of science, because there is, you know, there is a rigor and there is a code of ethics that rule, you know, over the pursuit of science. And then let me go to learning how to learn. No. learning how to learn. These are, you know, these are, I believe, important guidelines for us who continue to be students of this world. Learning is a means of grace to strengthen our personal relationship to God. It must not alienate us from God, but this should bring us in greater obedience to God. Palagay ko ito yung unang ano eh, ito yung unang pag-aaral na dapat or learning na dapat natupagan natin, no? To be able to know God, no? And to be able to know His Word. No? Kailangan yun yung unang matutunan natin. And learning is a tool to support or should be our tool for supporting the proclamation of God's Word. No? It should be in support of that. We continue to learn. We continue to learn about the Word of God because we want to be able to be more effective in the way we proclaim God's truth. And it should aid us in our service to God and aid us in our service to God and man. No? So if you're called to become a climate scientist, climate change scientist, make sure that you use whatever you're able to develop in terms of knowledge and skills, you know, for a better service, you know, to your clients, people, local governments, local communities, you know. Guide to path of righteousness and excellence. So we learn, you know, we learn the Word of God because we want to be guided now by the Word of God as we walk through our lives in faith. And then, of course, it's defense against deceptions, okay? And also means of support to our families. I think yun ang basic, no? So, learning is beyond mere accumulation of knowledge and information. It must empower us to think and do what is right. Yung iba, you know, believes that learning is just listening and then taking notes and collecting information and collecting facts, no? But learning is more than that, no? Learning is being able to think. It's being able to do what is right, no? So dapat kapag kayo ay estudyante sa isang klase, no? Huwag kayong magkasya na lang sa pakikinig sa isang lecturer, but make sure that after your class, you look at your notes and try to see if you understand how to utilize yung what you have heard, information and facts, you know, into doing something which is good, you know? How do you apply all those that you have learned? That's, you know, mahalaga yon. And being able to understand, and this is true also for math, no? Nung ako ay nag-aaral ng math, I struggled a lot. Hindi ako masyadong magaling sa mathematics, no? But when I understand, ito yung isang learning ko sa math, eh. But when I understand how a concept in math is applied physically, no, in real world, then it is easy for me to understand, you know, yung mga tanong sa mga quizzes and sa mga exams. But for as long as I do not understand how a mathematical principle, you know, is applicable to real world, hindi ko kaya ng downfall ko sa ano. And that's why I, pagkakatapos ng klase, no, I try to figure out ano bang real world application ito, no? Okay, yung dy dx lang, eh, no, dy dx at derivative, no, sa calculus, no, I mean, it sounds very complicated, no? Pero kung i-apply mo siya, it's just a slope, no? It's just, the application is in the computation of the slope of a line, the slope of a street, the slope of a house, no? Di ba? Then you understand clearly, you know, how to use it, apply it. It becomes easier, you know, to... And then that's, I think, that is learning. Learning is a rigorous process, no shortcuts, no? No shortcuts. Para sa mga estudyante, walang shortcuts sa pag-aaral. No? When I was new to climate change, there was no assumption that I know already everything about it. Yeah. I have to go through the entire process of knowing what the basics are and so on, and gradually, you know, increase the level of my learning, you know, through the years. So it is a continuous rigorous process. Walang Walang shortcut. Hindi pwedeng shortcut. Hindi pwedeng magbasa na lang kayo, kumuha na lang kayo ng notes ng iba, and then pagdating ng exam, yun na lang ang re-reviewin nyo. I do that. I did that when I was a student as well. No? But that will not be a sufficient, you know, way for you to learn. Learning is an endless process. No? And so walang ano yan, walang end ng being a learner. No? And you should continue to upgrade what you know. You have to continue to upgrade your skills and expertise. You know, if you engage in a particular profession, okay. Learning, as I said this in the previous slide, learning can be a consuming process. Don't forget, you have other equally important duties. So don't, you know, para dun sa mga nasa school, don't use your education or your study, no? as an alibi to neglect your other duties and other duties and responsibilities. And learning is beyond classroom walls. The world is your biggest classroom, no? So a lot of the mistakes of many students, no, while they are in college, no, is to assume that learning happens only inside the classrooms. But I always say to the students, especially to the new ones, no, there is so much more that you can learn outside the classroom if only you will pay particular attention to opportunities for you to learn. No? It is actually in, you know, it's actually in the campus life where you are able to apply, you know, many of the things that you have learned. And application of what you heard in classroom is actually the best way to reinforce what are being communicated or lectured to you inside the classroom. So take note, your outside your classroom is your biggest classroom. You know, it's where most of your learning will happen. Learning from failures, even in failures, you know, there is opportunity to learn. Don't be afraid of failing. I have to say this to our students, you know, in our students as they enter UP, no. Failure, especially if you did your best and still failed, you know, that's okay. It's not okay, no. No, but you have to do your best, no. But there are instances that you'll have to fail. Did I fail? Sinong naniniwala na ako ay hindi bumagsak? Oh, yan dami. Thank you very much. Thank you. But the truth is, I failed. I failed in how many courses? I failed in one course. I failed in many exams. But those were just, you know, I mean, hindi yun naging balakid para talagang, you know, maging successful ako as a student, no. Actually, for every failure I've had, no, I remember that, you know, I made a resolve that I will never fail again. I failed in the first exam of physics, I failed in the first exam of botany, I failed in the first exam of algebra, you know. I failed in the first exam of chemistry, okay? Napakarami niyan eh, no? Napakarami niyan, no? But hindi yan naging hadlang para sa akin, no? And I think I learned from my mistakes, no? I learned from my mistakes, and that is a part of your learning process. Alam niyo ba na very few know this, hindi ko kasi pinagmamalaki, hindi ko kayang ipagmalaki. I failed in my first attempt at my comprehensive exam for my PhD. But I was excited to go back there and meet my former professors when I was there. No. But that was already forgotten. No. Nung pagpunta ko doon, oh, we are very proud that you are, ganyan, etc., etc. Sabi ng professor ko, ano ka na nga ngayon? Sabi niya, gano, mabiro yun eh. No? Binibiro ako niya eh. No? Ilang beses niya sinabi sa akin yun eh. Ano ka na nga ngayon? No? But I think, you know, I think in failure you can learn, you know, look, you can learn so much more. Mas effective teacher yung failure eh, no? I think in not every time, no, not for all of us, but I think do not let failure, no, be a hindrance to your aspirations and to your goals, no. Use them as your stepping stones. Learning will never be complete. What we cannot learn. Ano yan? Anong ibig kong sabihin dyan? Parang hindi ko natutunan yan. Learning will never be complete. What we cannot learn can feed our imagination to inquire and to create. No? Oh. Can feed our imagination. Or should feed our imagination, di ba? Kaya nga, nung, oh, I remember this, no? I remember this also. My first lesson, tapusin ko na, Pastor. My first lesson with an American lecturer, no? Nung pumunta sila dito for a training. Okay? Kasi sanay tayo dito sa Pilipinas, di ba? Spoon feeding eh. No? May tatlong Amerikano no, nag-training sila dito. No, training lang ito ah. Eh talagang pinahirapan kami ng ano ng mga yung mga exercises, no. Lapit ako doon sa isa, yabang ko pa eh, no. Sabi ko, "Sir, it seems like your question is vague." No. I think you're not providing us enough information for us to be able to do this exercise. Sabi nung ano, sabi nung professor sa akin, "No, that was designed that way. I want you to use your imagination." Isn't it? If there's something that we do not know, let your imagination play and work. Kaya magagaling mga economist eh. The economist can do something about anything with just assumptions. Isn't it? Huh? Economic analysis is, you know, uses a lot of assumptions. But they are accepted. Diba? They are accepted. But use your imagination. No, when you do not know anything, use your imagination. And I think that is, you know, that is something also that we don't want with spoon feeding. We do not leave anything to imagination anymore. And what we cannot learn, we can leave to faith. No, as a scientist or as you as a searcher for knowledge, no. There are many things that do not assume that you can learn everything. No? Do not assume that. Nobody has a monopoly of everything that is there to be learned. Walang taong all-knowing, no? And almighty. Si Bruce lang yon. No? Si Bruce. Napanood niyo ba yon? But anyway, no. And how sad a man is, you know, if he is all-knowing and almighty like that, but he doesn't know how to use it, di ba? He has all the power and he has all the knowledge, and yet he doesn't know how to use it. And, you know, apparently he did not learn properly. Okay? So, anyway, ito po yung, meron pa ba? Meron pa ato? Oh. Kasi tinanong din ako ni Pastor, ano daw yung mga issues, no, that challenge my faith in relation to. Nag-isip ako ng current pastor, walang current eh, pero yung naisip ko yung mga recurring challenges, no, mga common challenges. And these are yung predominantly non-Christian colleagues. So you will be surrounded. Sa study ninyo, in your work, you will be surrounded with predominantly non-Christians. No? And this will be a big challenge to you. Yung steep competition and envy, do not fall into the trap of the rat race, no? Although sometimes, you know, what you want others have, you want it as well, no? No. So, but your life will be miserable if you continue to envy and continue to not be satisfied and content with what you have, you know. So I think learning to be content is important. And of course, there is moral hazard to outstanding achievements, you know? There is moral hazard to that. So you might fall into the trap of being proud, being boastful, being arrogant, you know. be careful with this because this is very real. You know, this is very real in any pursuit. And lastly, primarily economic and political view of the causes and solution to climate change. So this is what I said, that I will come back to the issue of inner change and value change. You know, a lot of what we want to solve in relation to climate change really has to do with the values of the people, with the way they perceive what nature is and what the resources are around the world. So if you look at nature and resources as something that is not a creation of God, then you know magkaiba yung pananaw mo and accountability mo to be a steward, but at the same time also to be a scientist or a student or specialist, you know, of natural resources and environment. So it has to, you know, kaya nga, no, pagdating sa mga usapang ganyan, there are times that some people might say, you know, eh, Doc, ang kailangan naman natin, hindi naman yung mga technologies na yan, eh. No, we have plenty of those. But ang kailangan natin talaga, magbago yung mga tao, no? They change their mindset, they change their values, no? But I think for us, we know, you know, a lot of this change must actually come from a change of heart, you know? So yun. Doon na lang siguro, Pastor. If you have any question, you can ask Pastor. Para kayong mga tunay na estudyante ko. Pag tinatanong ko na ng question, walang question. Pagdating ng exam, bagsakan lahat.
Hindi po, habang nag-iisip pa sila ng questions, sabi kasi ni Brother Rex, ang isang bagay na magagawa natin is to help in minimizing the effect, of climate change through participating in our Kalinga sa Nilikha. So, nabigyan tayo ng mas maraming kaalaman so we can better execute our artworks to create our God-given environment.
Chancellor, yung sa mga initial slides, parang parang doomsday scenario yung nakikita namin. So parang, ang trend ba ng climate change, parang mawawasak ba yung mundo because of what we are doing, or will there come a time na magiging mas maganda yung ating climate na mag-i-improve?
Actually, ang projection nila is already until 2100. No? So until 2100, they expect that climate will continue to change. So that yung mga agreements ngayon between countries, those are actually designed not to improve the climate change scenarios in the next in almost the next 90 years, no, but to minimize and slow down, no. But ang sinasabi nila talaga is that, you know, we are already committed to this condition of changing climate. So it's unfortunate kasi ganun katagal, eh, no, ganun kasi katagal ang residency ng greenhouse gases sa atmosphere, no. In other words, kapag yung greenhouse gases nandun na sa atmosphere, it takes a long time for them to be removed from there. So dahil napakarami niyan, loaded na yung atmosphere natin, no? Parang wala na tayo halos magagawa ngayon to sabihin natin, sige, reduce na natin yung greenhouse gas ngayon, no? But there is really nothing much we can do about that anymore. So binabawasan na natin ngayon, bawasan na natin yung further addition to that reserve of greenhouse gas para beyond 2100, no, people can have better climate.
Uh, Chancy, since sabi niyo po, parang hindi na natin ma-reverse ang effect ng climate change, dito po sa atin sa Pilipinas, may program po ba ang government for yung adaptation for climate change? Ano po ito?
Oo. It's a big thing sa Pilipinas. Yung Climate Change Commission was created, and Climate Change Commission is supposed to coordinate all efforts of the government, all efforts of the private sector in promoting adaptation. No? Nung una, nasa mitigation ng focus sila. But we were able to convince them, ang ating problema hindi sa mitigation because we're not contributing significantly, no, doon sa greenhouse gas emissions. But ang problema natin with respect to climate change really is in adaptation, because we are actually at the receiving end of the changing climate, no, and its adverse impacts. So that's why mas marami tayong malalakas na bagyo, mas malalakas na ulan, merong mahabang tag-init, no, and these are all giving us a lot of problems. And this is where the focus should be of our government, and they're doing that. Member ng technical panel ng climate change ay si Pastor Rodel, member din ako so ng technical panel. Yes.
Pwede hong paki-explain yung paano gumagana yung carbon credits? Tatlo na ang subject ko sa NBICI, pero hanggang ngayon di ko pa maintindihan.
Yung carbon credits is actually to promote mitigation, no? To promote mitigation. Ang carbon credits, ganito 'yon. Yung mga polluters o mga emitters, no, ng greenhouse gases, halimbawa sa US, dahil may commitment sila to reduce their, wala pa lang commitment ang US. Halimbawa, Europe na lang. May commitment ng Europe to reduce their emission, no? Let's say by 10% of the 1990 baseline greenhouse gas emission, no? So merong baseline na greenhouse gas emission ng 1990. Ang commitment is, no, babawasan nila yan by 2015 by as much as commitment nila. Sabihin na natin 10%, no? So kung ako ay kumpanya sa Europe, I will be required by my government to reduce my emission as a contribution to the commitment of the government, isn't it? No. So kung required ako na mag-reduce din ng 10% ng emission ko, no, I can either cut down on the use of electricity, cut down on the use of fossil fuel, equivalent to 10% emission, or if I cannot do that kasi my productivity will be hurt, my business will be hurt, I can look for another country who is not a significant contributor of greenhouse gas emission, like the Philippines, for instance. No? Pwede akong pumunta sa Pilipinas and sabihin ko sa kanila, okay, sino bang magtatanim ng maraming puno dyan? No? Okay, pag nagtanim kayo ng maraming puno dyan, I will pay for that. And merong extra. So I get the credit for the carbon that will be absorbed by the plantation. So yun na, yun ang idea nun. So they get credit for what I do, for what we do here in the Philippines, no? Nung pagtatanim ng kahoy, no? Dahil sila nagbayad, then mayroong kita pa, may profit pa yun, no? But they get the credit. So i-report ngayon ng government nila, oh, okay, sa Pilipinas, mayroon kaming credit na ganito, and therefore this constitutes so many percent of our commitment.
Chancy. Two questions. Una, one thing that I always encounter, I go along with the research of climate change, that it's really happening, global warming is a phenomenon. The thing I always encounter, una, is the idea of adaptation. People say, or theologians say, human beings have always adapted.
Right.
Nagkaroon ng transition, right, from ice age to warmer climate. Species died, but Homo sapiens adapted.
Yeah.
So they are saying that all this fuss about climate change and global warming is really saying that the Homo sapiens cannot adapt when, in fact, it has always adapted for whatever changes ng climate. So yun ang unang question. Yung ikalawa po ay tungkol sa pag-aaral. There is this fear among Christian students na a rigorous commitment to scientific study might be threatening to their faith. Dahil we are committed, for example, sa biblical eschatology natin, the earth will not be destroyed by climate destruction or anything else. We know that the earth will end, or the world will end, by the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So why again all this rigorous study of something that threatens the world, when in fact we know that it will not end by environmental destruction? So yung po ang dalawang question, adaptation and then theology.
Madadali yung tanong ni Pastor. yung una muna na yung why the fuss over adaptation, no? The evidences that they have established in as far as the rate of change in climate change is concerned, no? Kasi ang climate change naman nagbabago talaga yan, no? And they show that na wala lang ako sa slide ko ngayon, no? That the changes is fluctuating, yeah, no? Cyclical yung fluctuation niya, no? Periodically over long term. But starting 1800, so ganito yung fluctuation, no? But starting 1800, biglang boom, no? Biglang tumaas talaga, no? Very steep talaga yung ano, yung increase niya. And therefore the worry is that the rate of change, no, the rate of change may be so fast that the ability of organisms, plants, animals, and even human beings, no, to adapt to that rapid change may not be sufficient. So what is being determined is actually ano ba yung deficit? Asaan ba yung deficit of the ability to adapt? No, asaan yung deficit na yon? So that we can at least, no, so that we can at least make sure that the impacts can be minimized. So it's not really recognizing that human beings cannot adapt, but the fear is that there is a deficit or there will be a deficit in the ability to adapt, and that has to be developed. No, yung deficit na yan has to be filled up so that the impacts can be minimized. Now to the easier question. Yeah. Why try to excel, no, in all of this? Actually, yan ang isa sa mga siguro yung dilemma, no? Dilemma namin when we talk about climate change, especially pag nag-present na kami ng evidences na yan, no? Maybe that's the reason why I did not present that graph, no? Because it says, you know, from 600 million years ago, yun ang evidences nila that they're able to show, no? But we know that based on the Bible, hindi naman talaga ganyan kaluma ang world. But it could be, kaya sabi ni Pastor, no? God could have created the world which is age as much, no? But ang sinasabi nila is, no? But of course, the belief of scientists is that, you know, Earth is actually, you know, gone through that much number of years, no? That if it were observed, yung climate were observed during those times, actually that's what you can see, you know, that kind of a fluctuation of climate. Sa totoo, Pastor, ang paano nga ba yun? Mahirap i-explain, Pastor, ah. No, para sa akin siguro personally, no, is because science, no, science being a legitimate concern and being called to the pursuit of science, no, being my vocation, I have to make sure that I exercise diligence and I strive to be excellent in what I do, no, without necessarily compromising my faith. And people has got to, I believe that people has got to see in me, although before I'm not very conscious about that, no, that because I am a Christian and therefore, you know, I excel in everything I do because I always believe that in everything I do, I should glorify God. No? And I should use all my strength and my skills and my talents, you know, in doing something that is glorifying to God. But without necessarily, you know, myself being an advocate of the fact that, you know, the world will change because of climate change. The world, you know, has evolved through millions and millions of years, you know, as something like this, okay? But I think there is a niche in that science where we can actually focus and excel, you know, and just like that's in the area of adaptation.
Maraming salamat po, Chansey. Punong-puno po kami. I believe lahat po nang nakinig sa inyo about this lesson. Habang nagsasalita po kayo, meron pong mga na, yun pong mga natutunan ko na points. Gusto ko lang po na ito po ay sabihin. Yung pong three ay, una, nakita ko po na nakita nyo kung saan po kayo inilagay ng Diyos. Dahil sa kayo ay Kristiyano, kung saang vocation po. And then pangalawa po ay recognizing it, you tried to excel at nakita naman po namin na hanggang ngayon kung bakit, kung nasan po kayo. And pangatlo, naalala ko pa rin po yung sinabi nyo noon na you put your family above yourself, you put your country above your family, and putting the world above your country, and ultimately putting God above all of this. Yung kanina pong sinabi niyo na kahit po saan tayo ilagay ng Panginoon, is seeking His glory ultimately. Challenge po ito sa akin as yung magiging estudyante po, Lord willing. Ganun din po sa mga estudyante natin na mas sigit po kung tayo po ay Kristiyano. Kung hindi po tayo Kristiyano, nandun lang tayo sa level na alamin mo kung ano ang pwede ka. Mag-excel ka doon and do your best effort. And gawin mo yon para sa ikabubuti ng ibang tao. Pero tayo pong Kristiyano ay masigit po doon. So napakalaking challenge po nito sa akin and I believe sa mga Christian students na mas lalo pa po tayong mag-persevere. And knowing that, yun nga po, ang learning natin is not confined in the classroom, not confined even in this place, not confined sa kung nasaan po tayo ilalagay, kundi nasa paglabas po natin sa mundo na kung saan po, doon po natin mas lalong maipapakita kung tayo po ay natuto. So, nagpapasalamat po ako sa Panginoon at yun nga po, sa Kanya ko po ibinabalik ang lahat ng papuri.
Malimit po sa mga probinsya, kung hindi man malimit ang informasyon, ay kulang-kulang ang informasyon natatanggap patungkol sa climate change. Ako po mismo, sa pagkakalam ko, nung unang malaman sa amin yan, ang pagkakalam lang ng tao na dahilan ng climate change ay sa mga usok ng fabrika at sasakyan, tsaka pagputol ng mga puno o halaman. Kanong malaman ng mga tao, marami ang may advocacy na magtanim ng maraming puno. Kaya lang walang plano kung saan itatanim yung mga puno. Pagkatapos ng 5 hanggang 10 taon, ginawang subdivision ng kitekitaryong lugar, pinutol ang mga puno. Ibig sabihin, sa halip na nabawasan, yung carbon dioxide, natagdagan dahil marami ang mga pinutol na puno. Kaya, alin ba, nakatulong ba yun o nakadagdag palalo yun? At paano po natin pagbabalansihin?
Kagaya ng sinabi ko kanina, no, hindi natin masyadong problema yung contribution sa greenhouse gas emission kasi mapakaliit naman ang Pilipinas, no, kahit pakalbuhin natin lahat ng ating bundok, ay hindi yon magiging sapat upang maging significant ang pagbabago na naman ng climate because of our contribution. No? But just the same, palagay ko, dapat meron din tayong, ano, meron din tayong obligation, no? To obligation not to be very judicious and discriminate in cutting trees, no? But it doesn't mean that we cannot cut trees, no? Pero pwede naman kung halimbawa yan ay dahilan ay subdivision na gagawin nila, and I'm very sure hindi naman ganun karami yung puno na pinutol nila diyan, no? I think that's, you know, that's part of development that we can afford. That's part of the cost of development that we can afford to pay. No. Kaya tayo may problema ng ganito dahil ano eh. Gawa na. Magagalit sa akin si Uncle Sam niyan eh. Gawa ng US talaga at saka China. No? Sila number one talaga yan. No? US, China.
Question from the youth. What do you think about the idea of solar panels and electric cars everywhere? The second poll regarding studying, what would a person without any imagination do if they cannot answer a question? And when you said that you use your imagination, does that mean that I can draw a dragon?
Okay. Yung mga solar panels and mga electric cars, ano, yun ang mga, kumbaga, mga technological solutions to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. No? And there are many others, like using wind power, using hydropower, using biofuels, you know, some of them. And these are all the same. The idea is to be able to reduce the amount of fossil fuel that we use so that we can reduce greenhouse gas emission. Yung imagination, do not rely on imagination when you're taking examination. that's too late. Maybe that's not part of what I tried to communicate, or what I said. I think what I said is, you know, pag meron nga hindi alam, then that should fuel you to think, no? And imagine what these are. But it cannot serve you during an examination when you instantly need an answer for something that you do not know, no? But it should be a process. Imagination should be a process in the whole scheme of search for knowledge and search for and for building science, and not for urgent need, no, for you to answer a question that is that you do not know the answer for, not just like in an examination.
Wait lang po, last question daw. Galing daw po kay Apong, sabi po ni Apong na she thinks that Tita Rex should run for president kasi so that you can help more climate change. And sabi niya rin daw po na she was shocked when you said that you failed in many subjects. She really appreciated what you taught us, especially mitigation. And her conclusion is all about poverty. Kasi during her times daw, there is no such thing as climate change. What would you do if you were president to help reduce bad effects of climate change?
Mukhang may galit sa akin si Apong. Ayokong sagutin yung tanong ngayon. No, I think not as a president, no, but as an ordinary individual, I think being knowledgeable about climate change, one of the things that I can really do is to empower people, to let other people know what they can do, you know, and how to respond to climate change. And I think I don't have to be a president to be able to do that. In fact, I may not be able to do that when I'm the president.
Okay. Okay, habang nakikinig ako, sobrang daming pumapasok sa isip ko na hindi ko alam actually kung paano ko ibuuin yung gusto kong sabihin. But anyway, ganito na lang na being married to somebody who is Banasin Sobra, it has been a challenge to me how to help him adapt sa climate change, na napag-usapan kanina adaptation, na hindi magiging dependent sa mga bagay na mas lalong nagpapalala sa, kasi sabi nga na kanina na tungkulin natin na kahit papaano wag nang dagdagan. So yun siguro sa practical na level doon sa tungkol sa mga bahay natin, challenge siguro if you can help us. Sabi mo nga ngayon just before I talk na makatulong ka in terms of empowering people and helping. Siguro isang practical at para sa atin at very real need kahit itong sa ating building, how we can what we can do para hindi tayo makadagdag pa sa greenhouse gas ba yun? I just learned din kasi nung nagbasa ako na ang concrete daw ay nakakalala. Meron din siyang nai-emit ba yun na nakakaano sa climate change. Marami akong nabasa na how to, pero yun nga, yun ang isang challenge sa atin. Paano yung mga inaaral mo ay makatulong din sa atin, sa ating iglesia, sa ating building, sa maski sa pag-design ng ating mga bahay or to address the issue or the problem of climate change. Na hindi tayo maging dependent sa technology na nakakadagdag sa greenhouse gases.
Okay. Sa mga building, no, I mean, adaptation kasi sa loob ng mga buildings and bahay, wala sa expertise ko yan, no, as far as climate change adaptation is concerned. That's with engineers and architects. But what we commonly do, like for our offices, to shift from yung mga traditional lamps na ito to yung LED. No? LED saves a lot, ah. By the way, hindi ito propaganda, but it saves a lot in terms of power. At least 40% you can save, no, from LED. So it's one of the ways that we can, do that. Conserve on the energy and power. No? Yung other measures, I leave it up to architects and all, but because that has to do a lot with yung tinatawag na green architecture. No, which is beyond my, you know, which is beyond my expertise.
Okay, maraming salamat, Chancellor. Marami tayong natutunan. We've gone over time, but let me just cite Romans 8:21 na sinasabi, this creation is going to be redeemed from its subjection to decay. Kaya yung tinanong ko kanina, should we fear science and the rigorous commitment to study science because it threatens faith? Not at all. In fact, our belief in the end of the world as being under God and in the second coming of Christ gives us the very motivation why we should resist every threat to creation. Dahil meron tayong motibo. Ang motibo natin, ang mundong ito ay nilalaan para sa layunin ng Diyos. Kaya ano man ang banta sa mundo at kasama na ang environmental threat, and that includes global warming, ay may motibo tayo bilang Kristiyano na labanan through science, through technology, precisely because we believe in the redemption of this earth. Kaya hindi banta sa ating pananampalataya ang siyensya. Kaya sa mga estudyante, kung ang larangan nyo ay sa siyensya, yan man ay climate science or whatever else, pursue it with rigorous commitment to obtain knowledge, precisely because we believe in the good purpose of God for our world. So we thank Brother Rex sa kanyang lecture ngayon. Marami tayong natutunan at sana maging commitment natin na maging kasangkapan ng Panginoon sa ikabubuti ng ating nilikha, sa pagkalinga rito at sa pagkasangkapan para sa ikabubuti ng ating buhay dito sa mundo, hindi dahil sa gusto lang nating masarap ang buhay, kundi dahil may layunin ng Diyos para sa ating mundo. So, dalhin natin ang mga bagay na ito sa panalangin. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga natutunan namin ngayon na may kinalaman sa mga nagbabagong panahon, at nawa nga ay makita namin ang aming papel at responsibilidad bilang mga kinasangkapan mo, tinawag na magkaroon ng pangingibabaw sa mundong ito upang ito ay pangunahan namin sa ikabubuti ng aming nilikha, even in matters that have to do with climate change and global warming. Grant, O Lord, that we may study these things in a manner that would precisely be motivated by our belief that you are preserving this world for your purpose, for its redemption from its subjection to decay. Tulungan mong mga estudyante namin sa kanilang pag-aaral, sa mga larangan ng siyensya, na tunay na ibigay nila ang kanilang sarili sa masigasig na pag-aaral, sa kanilang paniniwala na kanilang inaalam ang mga bagay na nasa iyo ng kaalaman, at napakabuting malaman ang mga bagay na ito para sa mas maipapahalaga namin sa nilikha mo sa amin. Kaya tulungan mo ang bawat isa sa kanilang pag-aaral at naway maging hamon ang mga narinig namin ngayon upang makita namin maging ang aming personal na mga pananagutan at ang magagawa namin sa aming sariling mga buhay upang makaambag sa ikabubuti ng aming nilikha. Kaya nawa nga ang lahat ng ito ay mauwi sa aming pagsamba sa iyo at sa pagtangkilik ng aming mga pag-aaral sa paraan na ikasusulong ng iyong kaharian at sa ikaluluwalhati ng iyong pangalan. Ang lahat ng ito ay panalangin namin sa pangalan lamang ng aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen.